As you know, we're going to go right in. We're keeping the live stream open. We're going right into a joint meeting of Laws, Rules, and Ways and Means, and that will be chaired by Legislator Bartels. So let me hand this over to you, Legislator Bartels.
Thank you, Chair Donaldson. Being as we're recording, I'll call the joint meeting of Laws and Rules, Governmental Services, and the Ways and Means Committees to order. This is the special joint meeting for the purpose of considering resolution number 650. Clerk Mahler, you'll be clerking this joint meeting. Can you please take attendance?
I move that we accept the attendance of the public hearing as attendance of this meeting.
Okay. I'm seeing a no.
Vicky's saying no. I mean, we do that for public hearings and legislative meetings, but whatever.
Then let's just go through the formality of the attendance, please. If you don't mind withdrawing your motion.
Already did.
Thank you. Okay. So Clerk Mahler.
From the Standing Committee on Laws and Rules, Governmental Services, Chairwoman Bartels.
Here.
Deputy Chair Roberts.
Here.
Legislator Gavaris. Legislator Heppner.
Here.
And Legislator Ronk.
I'm still here.
And Legislator Donaldson.
Still here.
From the Standing Committee on Ways and Means, Chairman Gavaris.
Present.
Deputy Chair Ronk.
I'm also still here.
Legislator Archer.
Here.
Legislator Bartels.
Here.
Legislator Haynes.
Here.
Legislator Mayo.
Here.
Legislator Parity.
Here.
Legislator Walter.
Here.
Legislator Donaldson.
Still present.
All of your members on both committees are present.
Great. Thank you. So before us is late resolution number 650, authorizing the required steps for the transfer of certain real properties owned by Ulster County and located at the site known as IBM Tech City East, Town of Ulster, to the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance. I'll entertain a motion for discussion.
Move it.
Second.
Thank you. On the resolution, are there any questions? And I can't see.
Yes.
Go ahead, Chair Donaldson.
That was asked by the gentleman that called in be answered.
Absolutely. I believe we have Director Wiedemann here with us.
If I might, Legislator Bartels.
Okay.
Yeah, I would hesitate to tread too deep into this territory as it's a legal matter that would be best answered by the county attorney, but I can state emphatically that in a foreclosure action, there is provision for notice to any lien holders or creditors on the property, and that was performed in due fashion at the beginning of the foreclosure process that the county entered into in July. And so that is a standard process that gives notice to those interested parties and gives them an opportunity to respond. And to my knowledge, there was no response in the redemption period to that notice, and therefore those creditors and lien holders were provided with that ample notice as a standard practice in in-run foreclosures. Beyond that, I would ask that we involve counsel in any further response because it is a legal matter, but I just wanted to provide that clarification.
Thank you. Legislator Litz, I saw your hand up a moment ago. Did you want to ask a question or make a comment?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments? Legislator Gavaris.
Thank you. So I did have a conversation with Tim before about this, and I'm concerned over some of the language in the agreement that it's if Natural Resources doesn't do everything and if the reverter clause kicks in and it comes back, it says it comes back to UCEDA or the county. I would have felt more comfortable with it be coming back to the county, not or. But I don't know if Tim had any further on that.
Go ahead, Derek.
If I might. Yeah, sure. I think I hear your question, and it was good to talk this through with you, Legislator Gavaris. I think the kind of terms of the agreement right now contemplate the widest range of options in order to respond to the conditions that might lead to a reverter. And I would just explain that if it says explicitly that the properties revert to the county, then in all instances, they would have to go back to the county, and that would entail a situation where the county would ultimately have responsibility for the maintenance and upkeep, for managing tenants and complying with the management agreement on the property, ultimately could risk additional environmental liability and cost to the county. And so while I understand there may be some circumstances in which the county would want to reassert control and decide a different process forward, I think foreclosing the option of putting it to UCEDA in the event that there was an opportunity to make a quick additional sale in order to prevent the county or UCEDA from taking on additional cost and liability. That's the intent of the or condition here. And, you know, I think ultimately this is the basis for hopefully, if this all moves through, future discussions between this body with some representatives on the UCEDA board and the UCEDA board of directors of what to do in the actual event if it were to come to pass of a reverter.
Chair Donaldson?
In point of Legislator Tavares, if it went back to the county, why wouldn't it be able to just go from that point? If the county wishes to return it back to UCEDA, they could just do that.
If I might. In response, just, you know, a reminder that that is a process that would require a further surplus resolution with the attendant public hearing and all of the steps that that takes, which ultimately takes some amount of time. And so that period of time, it would be a question of the responsibilities that the county takes on during that period of time in terms of cost and liability.
Chair Johnson, is that?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing this thing pretty fast, and I have some concerns with what is the need for this to be happening tonight? That's what I'm a little confused about, because we have not, there's been no assessment of the property. There's been no the agreement that you're having with them is not clear to the legislature at all. That has not been made totally clear on that. And I'm concerned about, you know, the lack of us doing due diligence on this. And I understand this makes sense to do at this point. I mean, I'm kind of agreeing with it, but I have a lot of concerns that we haven't done enough due diligence on this. And I'm wondering what is the need that this has to be done now?
So I think the ultimate need is the fact that we have an opportunity to transition ownership to a responsible party that can complete the work that needs to be done. That is a precarious situation that, you know, I think we can all appreciate that things change fairly rapidly. They have basically every other time a deal has come before the current owner of the property and he's found a way to undermine and not successfully complete that deal. So we're in that precarious moment now. And so the urgency here is ultimately in response to the precarious situation that we're in and the opportunity ahead, as I think many of the callers pointed out. You know, and I think I'll just reiterate that there's a sequence of there are a series of parties involved here, including the current owner and then the future purchaser, but obviously the county and UCEDA as well. UCEDA has requirements to perform certain due diligence, including an appraisal, and fully intends to do that prior to the transfer of any deeds. So, you know, I would just assure you that there are steps that, in addition to the deliberations of this body, that UCEDA will be obligated to carry out before transacting the eventual sale.
But if by your assessment, if the assessment comes out much higher than you're thinking it, are we going to, is the county going to get more money, or is it that deal's already a done deal?
So I think we've talked this through in some past discussions, and there's two prongs that I would respond with, and if you'll humor me, one of them is just the reminder that an appraisal is an exercise to establish an estimate of fair market value, and that should be weighed against the actual market conditions that have held true for the site for 25 years and that hold true still and have before us an offer on the table. And so I think we need to keep that in mind. But then I'll also say that in the event that the appraisal is higher than this $12 million purchase price that we've been discussing, two other things to consider that Ultimately, the USITA as a local development corporation is within its rights and within state statute to offer a property at below fair market value as long as it can justify that doing so is in furtherance of its mission. And pretty clearly, the reactivation of this economic asset as a productive asset, paying taxes, which it hasn't done for many years, and providing jobs and providing an opportunity for further economic investment is in furtherance of the Local Development Corporation's mission. So, you know, I know that that's a hanging up and a kind of sticking point, but I would encourage that we all think about the fact that the alternative here is to see nothing move forward and ultimately for the county to prevail in its foreclosure proceeding, which would put this property in county hands, which, as I've mentioned before, entails significant liability and cost to the county until we can find that developer, and that developer is in front of us right now.
Are there other questions? Anyone else have a question? Legislator Cahill?
Thank you, Chair Bartels. So I just want to make a little comment here. You know, after finding out a little bit more about National Resources and their background and their history and their ability to work on brownfield sites like the former IBM complex here, they really are a perfect partner. If you've toured their facility in Fishkill or looked at some of the other things that they've done, they are directly in line with what this legislature has supported as a vision for Ulster County going forward. They are taking on substantial risk by taking over this property. And they're gonna spend a lot of money just to get it to a place where they can develop it, right? There have not been people lined up to look at this part of that parcel, and to my knowledge, in 20 years, right? They come in, they want to do smaller things and people want to build, you know, in the parking lots, but I have not been aware of one person coming in here looking to take the whole place at once. I just think that this is really the best opportunity that we're going to have as a county to get that site back on its feet and be productive and bring some jobs to the area, hopefully some, you know, nice living wage jobs to the area. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else, Legislator Petit?
Thank you. And thank you for sending me additional information. I mean, essentially the contract has been determined, including the transfer to USITA as a non-party participant through the court system. So I think at this point it would make it difficult for us to make too many changes. I think the only concern I have, you know, we've looked at the assessed value of the properties and, you know, 12, 15 million as it's assessed tax-wise seems to be pretty close. But I did see that there's also the parcel ending in 110 that's along the railroad track. And that looks like it's worth closer to 15 million. I don't know if it was offered to the Resource Recovery Agency prior to that, because they had looked at a form of rail removal for disposal when Seneca Meadows closes. And that would have also been a benefit to the community too.
For a point of information, I know you're not, it's a comment, not a question, but is the parcel that Legislator Petit is referencing the parcel that sold separately from Mr. Ginsburg to a private company?
Yes. It's not part of this transaction at all.
Not part of this transaction. And it's the portion that's sold to the other organization.
What was the amount of that sale? Railroad track, 0.110.
Three large buildings.
Along the railroad tracks, parallel to the railroad tracks. They're not part of this, and they were part of a previous sale by Ginsburg about 6 months ago.
Do we know what the sale price of that was?
I don't want to speak out of turn, but Director Wiedemann, do you know? I feel I heard it reported 10 million. I don't know if that's accurate.
So first, I just want to make sure we're all talking about the same parcel. Legislator mm-hmm. Petit, when you give the section, block, lot number, you may be referring to a building that, if you're talking about lot 29.110, that isn't along the railroad tracks. That's building one, which is directly behind the clock tower building. So are we talking about the same parcel or?
I am trying to find the number right now. I apologize. It's a very long contract that we have here. If you want to move on while I find that exact.
So if I may, Chairman.
Okay, I'm sorry. 48.7-1-29.110.
So that is the building one. This is the building that's under a uniform administrative order under EPA to enforce its cleanup of asbestos-containing materials. So it's a very challenged building, which is ultimately one of the obligations that Natural Resources would take on to perform that cleanup, which Mr. Ginsburg has been unable to complete.
Thank you for the clarification. Are there any other questions or comments? I'm just scrolling through to make sure I'm not missing anyone. We've got another moment. Anyone else have any other questions or comments? Okay, I don't see any hands raised. So
one more question.
Oh yes, absolutely, Chair Donaldson. Go ahead.
The cleanup that they are going to take on is, I believe, they're committing $7 million, I think, is for the cleanup. Is that correct?
Just a point of clarification on that. They're committing to complete the cleanup regardless of the cost. If it's in excess of $7 million, they will shoulder all of that excess. If it's under $7 million, they would repay the difference to the county. But if it's $7 million, they would receive a credit towards the purchase in that amount.
Now, what happens if, you know, they apply for grants and such and they get those grants? And, I mean, we would probably encourage them to do so. Would we be, in other words, then we would get that money?
So there's a few things to say about that, and I know that's a question that's come up before. You know, first off, there are none, to my knowledge, no grant programs that would allow for funding for an expense that is also getting a credit towards taxes. The grant programs that I'm familiar with that would involve a cleanup of a property like this would not allow for that. And so ultimately, I think the developer would be forced to choose between those grants or our credit. There are brownfield tax credits that are available to any developer that undertakes a cleanup effort. That's a much more complicated process that has its own rules governing it. And this developer would probably be eligible for those in addition to our credit. But ultimately, I think, as you said, Mr. Chairman, the goal here is to catalyze the redevelopment and the cleanup of this site, which is going to have a substantial cost. In addition to the cleanup that's obligated with this credit, there's substantial work to improve the infrastructure to the site, sewer, water, gas, and electric service. So every dollar that can be brought to this is really, you know, a vindication of this approach to get it out of the hands of somebody who was unable to attract that investment and was, as a result, unable to redevelop the site.
Chair Donaldson, do you have another question? Legislator Green?
Yeah, I just want to be sure, this has come up several times, and I want to be sure that that the executive branch and USITA and everyone who has say in what's going to happen is aware that we don't want to see double dipping. We don't want the taxpayers to be, paying through a grant and also be getting credit. So I hope that you will hear us and try to include that moving forward. In spite of, you know, I heard what you just said, but for example, you didn't go into detail on the brownfields. You said it was complicated, and I think it is, but it's come up several times, and I just want to restate it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, I just wanted to ask for the record. I don't know if it was circulated. Did we ever get the final the actual figures on the annual tax liability for the property? Can we see for the record?
I apologize that I didn't circulate this. I did get that information, and let me just bring it up quick so I get the exact numbers correct.
Thank you.
Recalling that in the current instance where the county owns three of the parcels from prior foreclosure actions, those are exempt. So let me just cite the numbers. Give me a sec. All right, so currently the county makes the town and the school district whole for the portions of the assessment that are not exempt to the county. So that amount is $780,000. It's actually $778,190.67. And once these parcels transfer into a taxable entity, all of them, then the full tax liability that entity would be required to pay going forward is $889,000 per year.
And does that $889,000 include county taxes?
Yes, that includes county, town, and school taxes.
Do you know, and I'm sorry I didn't ask this specifically before, but do you know what portion of that $889,000 is county taxes?
I don't, and I'm sorry I don't have that figure in front of me.
That's fine. Yeah. I didn't ask it earlier, and it's not critical.
It's the smallest.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
It is tax revenue we haven't been receiving for an extraordinarily long time. So
typically about 15% of it.
Okay.
And a reminder that not only is the net effect of this transaction to get that 15%, whatever that number is, but it's also to avoid what has been the case in previous years, which is that the county makes a transfer out to the town and school district in the amount of $780,000. So the net benefit to the county is fairly substantial, over $800,000.
Okay, are there any other questions? All right, seeing none, speak up if I've missed you. The motion is on the floor. All those in favor of approving resolution number 650?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I hear no opposition, so a unanimous cast for resolution 650. Thank you all for your patience. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. Second, all those in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.